This is Music Time in Africa on the Voice of America. Hello, everyone. I'm Heather Maxwell in Washington. Thank you so much for joining me. I have a great show for you. My playlist includes tunes from Nigeria, Tunisia, Malawi, Egypt, the U.S., and I have songs by two artists who recently passed away, Malian Bambara music icon Adama Namakoro Fomba and South African singer Winnie Khumalo. At the back half, we are going to talk about the late Namakoro Fomba with my guest George Koulibaly, and also about the devastating fires in Los Angeles with roots reggae artist Rocky Dawuni. I'll also fill you in on the upcoming Grammy Awards and who the top nominees are. All this and more right now. Kicking things off, here's Kese by Wizkid. This is the number one song on the African Heat Spotify playlist.
Dance, where do? Tell him I could dance, where do? Make it dance, where do? Let the music in the play, where do? Almost say you could dance, where do? Tell him I could dance, where do? You could dance, where do? You could dance. For the vibe I've been out for days, steady chasing the party, concentrate. Anytime I do, whether night or day, I do on my chain. Even on my leg, they go to dance to the bed, they go feel like rain. Cause anything where I drop, then go chop a chain. Kese, baby, yes, kese. How many times they go tell the person? They know they pay to the learning lesson. Shama ya go me the bed. And they survive anytime we did it. I don't get time, I don't get the patience. Spend the money, play dance.
When do?
Tell them I could dance.
When do?
Make it dance.
When do?
Let the music in the play.
When do?
Almost say you could dance.
When do?
Tell them I could dance.
When do?
You could dance. So tell me what you wanna do tonight. You know the party no go make sense. If you never did then make the party come alive. We turn the 02 to 03. My love best seat, I love her. So baby tell me why you wanna. She body make you do as you like. Now steady with the bloody canine. Blow some trees make you feel alright. I don't feel like man I'm wasted. And I'm feeling reckless. Now we buy like a latest. That's why I'm working on patience. I know the joke with my paycheck. Kese, baby, kese. How many times we go tell the person? They know they pay to the learning lesson. Shama ya go me the bed. And they survive anytime we did it. I don't get time, I don't get the patience. Spend the money plenty. Kese, baby, kese. How many times we go tell the person? They know they pay to the learning lesson.
Yeah, all right, that was Kese by Wizkid. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Music Time in Africa. All right, next up, we're going to hear a song called Live My Life. This is by the South African singer and actress Winnie Khumalo, who died just recently at the age of 51. South Africans are sad. She was a household name and really known for her powerful voice and her versatile performances. This song is Live My Life from the title track of her 2008 album.
Oh, I just wanna be myself with you.
was Live My Life by the late Winnie Khumalo, who just died at the age of 51. May she rest in peace. All right, now we are moving to another Afropop, Afrobeat song, I should say. This is Wahala by CK and Olamide. It's number 2 on Spotify's African Top Tracks.
Hello, everybody. This is Chimano, and you're listening to Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell. Have a good one.
Skin complexion, sure. I have a confession, sure. I've been thinking things I can do to you. I see so. Oh, baby, my chérie. Rendezvous ce soir. Make I show you something. Make I give you something. Why now I always? You get in a sad face, but you look like a problem. Me, I like this problem. Now it's in a different. Now you there for my mind. Voila, voila. Pepe red like a tarudo. Spin around like a tornado. Tornado. Voila, oh, voila.
Premium shiki. Premium wese.
I do your head like Peruvian. Your bust and your hips and your waist like Brazilian. My wine like Dominican. Make a put it for your finger, take it to church, Anglican. No vision, any guns. You didn't take me to trance when you do that as a bounce. My girl, me, I know the guys. Nobody do your class. You so fly with nobody pass. I see the gimme, how they call it down with Toto. It's facts, tell a baby, this one no be your koto. You know, so wait to give the fine, the my shokoto. Girl, I wanna slide in on the koto. Wami lili, bakasi okbo. Keep you okbo. Wala okbo. She said the love that I got for you, baby, okbo. My lip will gow gow. I'm jelling, I'm jelling, okbo.
Now you there for my mind. Voila, voila. Pepe red like a tarudo. Spin around like a tornado, tornado. Voila, oh, voila.
Yes, all right, what a smooth song. I love that. That was Wahala by CK and Olamide. Now we are moving to Tunisia with Balti. The song is Enna. The singer sings about his life's social obligations and suffering from lack of money, loyal friends, and love. Man, he says his dad urges him to make money. And his mom says, I want grandchildren.
هم الدنيا كسات بابا قال لي جيب فلوس والماما قالت لي جيب ولاد وانا ما لقيتش بهاوين يحبوني نكيتي البلاد وانا ماني دوني انتو مالي نكار الله يكون في عوني والدنيا دوار ونسيت اللي نسوني والناس الغدار منهم اللي حبوني هرق الحب وسكارا انا اللي نغلط ومنتوب ومره نسيب ومره نخيب واعرف في الثالوب ونثالوب وتعب الراس فرغ الجيب ورز نت على كتافي ذنوب بسيكوبا تشوفوا لي طبيب واللي سميت وحبوه بكم عناجه كلام عذيب وانا ماني دور مالينا كارارارارا الله يكون في عوني والدنيا دوارارارارا ونسيت اللي نسوني والناس الغدارارارارا وينهم اللي حبوني هرق الحب وسكارارارارا قالوا شبيك هكا وليت انا قلت لهم هكا وليت انا وقالوا شبيك يا قلبي كسير انا قلت لهم الدنيا كسير بابا قال لي جيب فلوس والماما قالت لي جيب ولاد وانا ما لقيتش بهاوين انا يحبوني نكيت
ماشي خلطة وما بريت أنا شارب دجلة والفورات وزيت تشرب المحيط وصحة للناس اللي صحات كمشي تبنى يا بوست الحيط ومن غلطة ولا تغلط وانا ماني دوني انتو مالينا كارارارارا الله يكون في عوني والدنيا دوارارارارا ونسيت اللي نسوني والناس الغدارارارارا وينهم اللي حبوني هرق الحب وسكارارارارا سامحني ربي نعيش في نزوات نعيش في أزمات نعيش بين قسوات وقارورة زيدوا راها قارورة لنولاو قوارير قولي بين القرارات نخلص في فاتورات نعيش بقاذورات وانت يا قاضي مريت وقلت القاضي مرا ويني فلوس اللي مراكش بيني التوى مريت وغنينا أورورو وينو اللورو يا دارا وهاني نتبكي الجحر في البخلاء لازمك فايق بخلاء كثرو كانت دخلاء ودبو زعل الاخوة وبقنا لها كان خلات وكذبت أصحاب كي الاخوة ضحكو كي شاكيت الخلات وعرفت الخناب والصباب والكذاب والكلاب والحلاب والقلاب والذباب والدنيا طبقات ومعروف شكون عفات الرجال والسقات والمرقود والمرقات وانا ماني
Beautiful, that was Palti's Anna. Hey everyone, this is Music Time in Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell. Hello. Now from Tunisia, we're moving over to Mali to a song called Ala Handeme, which means God help us. And it's by the musician Adama Namakoro Fomba, who passed away January 11th. I mentioned him at the top of the hour, and I'm going to talk about him at the second half of the hour with my guest, Josh Koulibaly. But just wanted you to get into the mood with this song. It was one of his biggest hits. He was known for being a very humble man, was a single child. His dad was a farmer, and he spent many of his years doing the same thing. In fact, I think that in between making albums, he was just a farmer. So here we go. Here's Ala Handeme.
This is Monge Zintaka. You're listening to Music Time in Africa with Etha Maxwell on Voice of America. Always tune in for the latest music and the latest conversation on African music.
Yeah, all right. That was Ala Andeme by Adama Namakoro Fomba from Mali. May he rest in peace. Now moving over to Malawi, here is Keturah with her song Kunyumba, Home. Keturah from Malawi with Kunyumba. Hey guys, how are you all doing? I hope you're doing well. This is Heather Maxwell. Thanks for joining me this weekend. And listen, we've got one more song, well, two more songs before the back half of the hour. This one comes out of Egypt. It's an old classic from 2004 by Hakim Aya Albi. It means, oh, my heart.
Oh yeah.
Ya Albi. Oh, Ya Albi. That was Ya Albi by Hakim. All right. Now, guess what? It is time to listen to the Billboard Hot 100 number one hit that's been topping the charts last week. After that, we're going to speak with Rocky Dawuni about the fires in L.A. and his upcoming Grammy nomination. This one, Die With a Smile, is by Bruno Mars and Lady Gaga.
But since I survived, I realized wherever you go, that's where I'll follow. Nobody's promised tomorrow, so I'm gonna love you every night like it's the last night, like it's the last night. If the world was ending, I wanna be next to you. If the party was over and our time on earth was through, I wanna hold you just for a while and die with a smile. If the world was ending, I'd wanna be next to you.
And it's the number one song on the Billboard Hot 100 list for this week. It's called Die With a Smile by Bruno Mars and Lady Gaga. Hello, everyone. This is Heather Maxwell. Okay, we are at the back half of the hour. We're going to talk to Rocky Dawuni in just a second about the Los Angeles fires and his Grammy nomination. Let's listen to a little bit of the song that is earning him that nomination, Rise, and then we'll go straight to the interview.
Na 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 na.
right. So Ghanaian Afro roots musician, record producer, and activist Rocky Dawuni is in his hometown in northern Ghana, Bumbong. I think that's how you pronounce it. He'll tell me in a minute. But as someone who lived in Los Angeles for many, many years and at the heart of the worst devastation that the fires in L.A. that have been blazing that city to the ground, Pacific Palisades, he lived in that neighborhood. So I've got him on the line in Ghana to talk about that fire and also on a much happier note about the Grammy Awards this February. Rocky, are you there?
Yes, I'm right here, live and direct.
Did I say it right, Bumbong?
Bumbong, yes,
hey.
Yes, you're right.
All right.
Right. Yes.
It is so nice to hear from you. It's been a long time.
Yeah, it's been, you know, some time now, but it's been a time of great worry for most of us here, just really watching afar.
Yes.
All that is going on.
Yes.
In, you know.
Yeah, so
California.
How have those fires been affecting you? You grew up right in the neighborhood Pacific Palace. Or not grew up. I know where you grew up in Ghana. But you spent how many years in Pacific Palisades before you left?
I spent over 20 years in Pacific Palisades. Literally, I came from college. And one of the first places that I settled was Pacific Palisades. So my stay in the U.S. was all my memories. You know, when before I even started, you know, worked on my first internship to work on my first album, you know, mm-hmm. and just get my career started. Mm-hmm. And all the time that I was moving in between the U.S. and Ghana, Pacific Palisades served as my home base, you know. So, you know, it was my community, a lot of the people that have been affected, especially on my street, Via de la Paz.
Mm-hmm.
You know, most of the houses are gone.
Oh,
so
my goodness.
It was really surreal just watching CNN and seeing the neighbors who have lost everything.
Did your house, the house that you spent those 20 years in, or maybe you probably moved around, but did your house actually burn?
Well, yes. I mean, I had left a few years to relocate back to Ghana, but mm-hmm. that house is totally gone. You know, it's burned down. The neighbors, everything right to the cliffs. We were right close to the cliffs, so you had a view of like the wide, beautiful ocean over there, and it was a really incredible neighborhood with a lot of creatives.
Mm.
And you know, it's just really heartbreaking to really see a place with so many memories and so many incredible creative people go through such a, mm-hmm. you know, a traumatic period, especially when a new year was starting and most people were just, you know, getting their minds focused on what's in store for them for the rest of the year to deal with.
Well, yeah. I'm sorry to you and your friends and family that still live there. Now, on to a happier note and more exciting note. Congrats again on your fourth Grammy nomination. Now, this one is for your single Rise in the Best
Yes.
Global Music Performance category. How do you feel about that?
You know, it's really exciting, you know, first of all, being Ghanaian and also being my fourth nomination. And also, my country still without a Grammy win in our history, but at least the opportunity to be there and represent. And then also, you know, for a sound like Afro Roots that is constantly getting the recognition of the Academy, you know, I feel really, you know, very, very excited about the possibility. But it's a bittersweet, you know, kind of sense of victory because I'm heading back to LA and, you know, so many plans to see friends now. I know that most of them who I've been in touch with the past week, you know, everybody just keeps telling me things are gone, 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 gone. That's just the word I've been hearing. Families that I knew are all literally homeless, you know. And so although this is a sense of victory that I'm going there, but at the same time, too, I'm going there with a heavy heart of responsibility to also go there. And this is a symbolism of the resilience of, you know, all my friends and also across California and also across the world. The song that is nominated is called Rise. So it's about people just, you know, pulling their bootstraps from whatever situation they're dealing with and, you know, and also connecting to a bigger community that is, you know, is supporting them to really rise above, you know, the current situation that is impacting,
I see,
you know, that whole area.
I see.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, Rocky, you know, I might just be there at that time. So if I do, I'm going to find you and we might do another chat together in real time. In LA.
Beautiful.
Yeah, I hope so.
Beautiful.
All right, Rocky Dunwoody, thank you so much for the time and the thoughts. And again, I wish you the best of luck on the Grammy and also that you may be some support. I'm sure you are for your friends and family there in Los Angeles.
Thank you very much. God bless us all in these times.
If we take it each step every day, imagine what we go do if we organize. Imagine what we could do if we unify. Oh,
rise. Now you know that in where you fall to. Stick yourself in place where you stand tall. Watch your feet and step where
Rocky Dawuni. Hello, everyone. This is Heather Maxwell. You're in Music Time in Africa on The Voice of America. That song, as you just heard, is nominated for the upcoming Grammys in the Best African Music Performance category. Now, speaking of the Grammy Awards, I promised you at the top of the hour I would just give you some news about the top nominees. The Grammy Awards are happening on February 2nd in Los Angeles. And yes, they are happening despite the fires. However, some of the major events that happen in the week leading up to the Sunday ceremony are canceled. Spotify, Sony Music, and Warner Music Group have all canceled their events for the entire week, which is a big disappointment for many Grammy goers. However, they are redirecting funds for local relief efforts in LA, so that's great. Now, the top nominee is Beyoncé with 11 nominations, including Album of the Year. And that album, of course, is her groundbreaking Cowboy Carter. I say, and many say, groundbreaking because that album has woken people up to the fact that Black Americans have contributed to country music in American culture for centuries. Well, not too many, but at least a century or so. Now, she is the most Grammy Award winning artist in history, if you didn't know. She's already won 32 Grammy Awards, but she's never won Album of the Year. And last year, when she and Taylor Swift were head-to-head with that award, Taylor Swift won it. And Jay-Z, Beyoncé's husband, came on stage when he was receiving his own award and criticized voters for robbing her of that award. He believed that she deserved that, even said that some people in that category, and I'm talking about the Album of the Year category, didn't deserve it. Anyway, we'll see if she wins it this time. I think they're going to cave and give it to her for that album, which she will deserve. But there are others like Taylor Swift, Billie Eilish, and more who are also, you know, tough contenders. Anyway, there are four more artists that have seven nominations each. Those are Billie Eilish, Post Malone, Kendrick Lamar, and Charlie XCX. And then three nominees who have six nominations each. Taylor Swift. Can you believe she's way at the bottom? Well, at the top. Anyway, at the bottom of the top. Sabrina Carpenter and Chapel Roan. Sabrina Carpenter and Chapel Roan are newcomers to the scene. I have played Sabrina Carpenter before, but not Chapel Roan. And if there's time, I'll play one song by her at the end of the hour. All right, now we'll turn to the topic of Arama Namakoro Fumba, who, as I've said earlier in the show, passed away January 11th in Mali. I had a guest who is a colleague here at VOA come into my office earlier this week to record this conversation. Welcome to Music Time in, Music Time in Africa, but also welcome to Voice of America. To work in the Bambara service.
Yeah, all right. Thank you.
And you were just reminding me that we had met in Morocco like 6 or 7 years ago.
Yeah, at Mihamil d'Aljislan, yeah.
I don't remember that, but thank you for reminding me. And now you're here. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's very crazy. Yeah.
I was playing my kamalengoni. Huh?
Yeah, I saw you playing your instrument, and it was rare. I said, that's come from my country, you know? And I was, and but it was surprise.
Yes, thank you. We didn't speak in English back then. It was just Bambara.
Yeah, we spoke in Bambara, and it was
Now we're in English on my show.
Yeah.
So, thanks for coming on. Now, I just wanted to get your impressions on the recent death of Arama Namakoro Fumba. Mm. Yeah, so how do you feel about that?
Yeah, that was a sad news, you know, because Arama Namakoro Fumba is a well-known name in the Malian music scene, you know. He has inimitable distinctive voices and a stage presence, you know. He was really a great guy who keep Bambara music, you know, and he really knows well what was Bambara culture, and that's a big loss for Malian culture.
It is. It really is. And you know, as you know, and many of you listeners know, I spent many years living in Mali in Bambara, Senufo, Minyanka areas, and I really love Bambara music. You know, we hear a lot about Malinke or Mandinga music, but not, you know, Bambara music is different. It's not the griot, it's not the kora, it's this. And you're right, I was watching some videos of him, George, just recently, and he was a very small man in stature, but not at all in impact, huh?
I think so. He was a dancer. You know, he used to dance with a Boniko jazz group. Mm-hmm. And after he started singing with this same group. Mm-hmm. And that's why I think so he has this kind of presence.
George, what is he singing about here?
The meaning is, it's about the karma. If you do something bad to people, it will turn against you also, you know. So that's a meaningful song from Arama Namakoro Fumba. And this song is really famous in Mali and beyond in Malian nation also.
So we are just coming out at the end of this song, Kolonjugu by Adama Namakoro Fomba, who passed away recently. May he rest in peace. And I'm with Georges Koulibaly from the Bambara service, also from Mali, to talk about it. Any last words about or thoughts about the passing of this great artist?
Adama Namakoro Fomba, you know, he made three albums. The first one was Alain Demer.
Mm-hmm. I played the title track of that song earlier in the show. Alain Andemi, which means God help us.
God help us. And after that, Yere Fasu and Wale. But after that, he made another kind of project that's not an album. You know, it was four songs, and he did it with a Malian project. We call it The Lost Maestro. And they call famous older art Malian artists, and they work together about a music project. And Adama Namakoro Fomba, he made one with Zumana Tereta.
Oh, yes, who also passed away not long ago, a couple of years ago. He was a guest on my show here a few years back.
And with Askia Modibo also. And they wanted to share the knowledge about Malian music with young people, young singers.
Like you.
You know, like me. And so that was a great, great heritage, you know, from them to Malian music and also to Bambara culture, because as me, I grew up in Bamako, Malian capital city, so I don't know really much about Bambara culture. And so it was also meaningful for Malian like me to know more about my culture through the music from Adama Namakoro Fomba.
All right, before we say goodbye, I think we have time to play one more track from that. Do you know which track on that EP he did?
The name of the EP is Baniko.
Baniko.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, all right. I'll find that song and I'll play it to round it out. But thank you so much, Josh.
Yeah,
Koulibaly.
Bye.
Ibaraki.
Bye.
Say Ibarai. Ibarai. No, I forget. Nika bamanan kam mang
misita. I forgot to do dondoni.
Inibara. Inibaraji.
Bye.
That was my interview from earlier this week with Georges Koulibaly, and I found the song. This is it. It's called Kamalemba.
Never give up.
Kamalemba by Adama Namakoro Fomba. May he rest in peace, from the most recent EP, The Lost Maestros. All right, I promised you if there was time, I was going to play one song by Chapel Roan, one of the upcoming Grammy nominees, one of the big top ones. This is called Good Luck, Babe.
It's cool.
Chapel Roan, Good Luck, Babe. It is time to say goodbye. Thank you so much for listening. I can't wait to see you again next weekend. Also, a big thank you to Rocky Dawuni and to Josh Koulibaly for coming on the show this week. This program broadcasts live on shortwave and select local FM stations every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And you can also listen online at voaafrica.com. Just search for me, Heather Maxwell, or Music Time in Africa. Till next time, stay beautiful and stay safe.